This is St. Louis Public Radio. Efforts to legalize medical marijuana in Missouri failed to pass the state legislature this year or qualify for the ballot next week, but 9 pot measures are up for votes in other states on Election Day. As St. Louis Public Radio's Joseph Leahy reports, laws and public opinion toward the cannabis plant continue shifting nationwide, but the Show Me State is taking a wait-and-see approach.
John Curtis sold his stake in 3 Colorado marijuana companies 2 years ago and now grows hemp at this facility in Earth City called Beeleaf.
I'm going to take you through the flower room, which is really the end of the growing cycle.
Since last year, Missouri law has allowed for limited production of non-psychoactive hemp oil to treat kids with intractable epilepsy. Missouri's law is so restrictive that Beeleaf only serves about 2 dozen children, but Curtis says he's banking on state statutes changing to include more conditions and eventually allow more psychoactive compounds in the extract.
This particular facility is designed to be very adaptable to these changes, so this facility is laid out so that it can do more processing.
But as more states continue to expand legal uses for marijuana, similar efforts in Missouri have sputtered. A number of medical marijuana bills stalled again this year in the Missouri legislature, and 2 ballot initiatives also failed to get enough signatures. In the meantime, nearly half of U.S. states now permit some form of medical marijuana, including Illinois, and 5 states, including California, will vote this Tuesday to allow for recreational marijuana use.
There's too much politics and not enough common sense in everything that we do.
Republican State Representative Jim Neely is a geriatric physician in rural northwest Missouri and sponsored legislation to allow medical marijuana for terminally ill patients. He says despite bipartisan support for his bill, the stigma associated with marijuana as a drug is still too toxic for some lawmakers.
I guess I'm just a little disillusioned with how difficult it is to move something forward, even if it's a good bill.
Even measures to legalize industrial hemp in Missouri, which has virtually 0 narcotic properties, have floundered because of its association with drugs. Republican State Rep. Paul Kirtman sponsored a bill this year that would allow farmers to grow hemp for a variety of uses, including paper, rope, and textiles.
I like to refer to this as the worst case of mistaken identity in American domestic economic and drug policy.
The state was once one of the major hemp growers in the country. The federal government even subsidized Missouri hemp for the U.S. Navy during World War II, evinced in this film from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Hemp for tackle and gear. Hemp for countless naval uses, both on ship and shore.
Perhaps the most influential opponent of cannabis legislation among lawmakers is the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys. President Amy Feit says that's largely because the Drug Enforcement Agency still groups marijuana in the same class of drugs as heroin, meth, and LSD.
We cannot go around and make a law that makes something legal that is illegal at the federal level.
Of course, that's exactly what other states are doing, as the DEA's so-called non-enforcement policy has allowed space for them to create new laws to regulate marijuana over the past few years. Given Missouri's political deadlock on the issue, some say the best chance for passing is letting voters decide. John Payne is political director for New Approach Missouri, which was responsible for one of this year's failed initiative petitions.
That's going to have to be the initiative process that makes this happen, because legislators would find it very difficult, not all of them, but a lot of them are going to find it difficult to come out against people from the Prosecutors Association.
Last month, a Pew Research poll found 57% of Americans now favor legalizing marijuana, and other surveys show many of the initiatives on state ballots across the country will pass this Tuesday. That would mean, for the first time in generations, Missouri's laws regarding the cannabis plant will be in the minority of the United States. I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.
Hemp for victory.